Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, lower 90s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies around 70 with wind gusts at 25. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, mid-90s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the lower 70s, and Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms at 92 degrees. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Law enforcement authorities have shot and killed a man wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service who led them on a car chase, then pointed a gun at them. The KHP says the chase started yesterday afternoon when troopers located a man wanted by the Marshals near Perry Lake in northeast Kansas. Troopers pursued the vehicle into Lawrence, where they eventually were able to stop the vehicle. The patrol said the man got out of his vehicle and pointed a gun in the direction of troopers, and officers with local law enforcement exchanged gunfire. The patrol didn't identify the suspect, a white man who died at the scene. The University of Kansas announced it will shorten the time that students are on campus for the fall semester as it seeks to block a coronavirus wave. Under the plan, classes would begin in person as scheduled August 24th, and that in-person instruction would end just before the Thanksgiving holiday. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Authorities say a teen died in a rollover crash in northwestern Kansas over the weekend. Cake TV reports that crash happened Saturday near Waukini in Trigo County. Authorities say 19-year-old Courtney Windholtz of Buckland was driving a sport utility vehicle southbound when she lost control and hit a dirt embankment, causing the SUV to roll. Officials say Windholtz died when she was thrown from the vehicle. She was the only occupant in the vehicle. Kansas Wheat Harvest 2020 now underway in the Sunflower State's southern counties, with progress about average for this time of year. The U.S. Ag Statistics Service reported yesterday that 9% of the wheat in Kansas has now been cut. That's ahead of a year ago and near the long-term average. About 32% of the wheat crop statewide is now rated as mature. And weather forecasters in the Sunflower State saying this week's hot weather pattern isn't going to back down until at least later in the week. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities in western Nebraska say a motorcyclist died in a collision with a car near Scott's Bluff. The Scott's Bluff Star-Herald reports the crash happened Sunday morning on Highway 26. The motorcyclist, whose name has not yet been released, was found unresponsive at the scene. Nebraska bars, restaurants, and other venues will soon be allowed to pack more people inside under relaxed rules that Governor Pete Ricketts outlined. The new rules take effect Monday across 89 of the state's 93 counties. Restaurants and bars will be allowed to use their full capacity as long as establishments continue practicing social distancing. Gatherings of up to 10,000 people will be allowed as long as indoor venues remain at 50% of their capacity and outdoor venues limit attendance to 75% of their capacity. capacity. Ricketts said yesterday that the data on Nebraska hospital capacity and illnesses supports easing restrictions more. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. One new case of COVID-19 reported in Nemahal County, Kansas, brings a cumulative total to 21 positive tests, although all but two have recovered, with none currently hospitalized. Marshall remains the lone northeast Kansas county without a positive test as yet. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts Monday announced plans for the state to move forward into Phase 3 for all but four Nebraska counties, effective June 22nd, which will allow bars and restaurants to operate at 100% capacity, indoor gatherings at 50%, outdoor gatherings 75%, parades, carnivals, and midways remain restricted. Elective surgery restrictions will be lifted. Phase 4 guidance was announced with no timeline as yet. That will allow all DHM measures lifted and indoor gatherings allowed at 75% with outdoor affairs at 100% capacity. Marysville City Council met last Monday. An economic development grant of $2,500 was approved for Matt Segrin for demolition of a blighted former residence at 1205 Alston. Council approved applying for an $8,000 grant that would enroll the police department in a training program for officers. 12 Kansas agencies are currently enrolled. The annual cost would be $8,000. It was proposed that seizure monies be used for the initial year's cost. The program is a multi-year commitment. That motion passed on a 6-2 vote. A recommendation was approved setting pool pass prices at $25 for individuals and $60 for families since the June 22nd planned opening will cover about half the swim season. That was approved. Consideration of allowing morning swim was taken up later in the meeting. After a lengthy discussion that included cleaning and staffing concerns, a 4-4 tie was broken by the mayor voting against the motion of allowing morning swim. Bobby Pippia, Parker Price, Colleen Behrens, and Kevin Throm voted in the negative. Approval was given for the Blue River Rail Trail Group to add signage and minor improvements to the former police department building, which recently served as the Main Street office downtown. They will open the facility for restrooms and water access for those using the trail. It was consensus to wait until after the upcoming budget meeting before proceeding with application for a 50-50 grant that would be used for a $1.43 million improvement project at the Lakeview Sports Complex. This includes some $300,000 in earthwork that would help with drainage concerns and expansion of the facility. Concern with the commitment for a new fire station and another grant being pursued for lagoon repairs, as well as ongoing street improvements, among other budgetary items, were considered. Refinancing bonds, which were issued in 2013 for the swimming pool, could save the city some $300,000. $3.34 million outstanding bonds on the original $4.28 million remain. Rates range from 2.5% to 3.5% and could fall to around 2%. Unanimous approval was given to proceed. The city could also consider early payment of some of the bonds at this time, allowing use of existing funds and reducing future interest cost. No decision on that option was made pending the upcoming budget meeting. The city is pursuing another group to take over next year from Marysville Sport and Recreation for operation of the city rec programs. Kevin Throm was elected council president. Harvester's food distribution in Waterville Tuesday will start 1 hour late. Harvester's food distribution begins at 11 a.m. Tuesday, hosted by the Waterville United Methodist Church. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, cornbread, Normandy blend, and pears. Tomorrow, chicken salad on wheat bread, vegetable soup, tropical fruit, and a cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Upper level ridge all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest bringing warm temperatures. We'll continue to see temperatures well into the 90s. Looks like all the way through Thursday before we start to see some cooler temperatures as we head into Friday. We'll continue to see sunny skies. We do have a low pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into Thursday towards the end of the week. And like I said, a little bit cooler temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies at 70 with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, breezy, mid-90s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight in the lower 70s. And Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures at 92 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-June, 86. Recent record high 2 years ago was 98. The average low, 64, and the record low, 52, set in 1999. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning, 5:57. Sunny and 70 this morning. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather. For this Tuesday, the 16th of June, KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue is the place to go for pulled pork, sausage, brisket, and ribs. You can get all that and more for carryout and curbside pickup. And now, for the first time in over a month, you can enjoy that food inside Bite Me Barbecue. That's right, you can come on in while still abiding by current safety regulations. So head on in to Bite Me Barbecue and be sure to check out their daily specials on Facebook. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7.
Baseball's uncertain future and college football's leading rusher speaks out against his coach. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Less than a week after saying there will unequivocally be baseball this season, Commissioner Rob Manfred walked those comments back on ESPN's The Return of Sports special.
I'm not confident, Mike. I think there's real risk, and as long as there's no dialogue, that real risk is going to continue.
Owners and players remain deadlocked on the issue of pay. Players want to receive their full prorated salaries for the season. In a statement, Players Union boss Tony Clark blasted Manfred's comments, saying they are just one more indication that Major League Baseball has been negotiating in bad faith since the beginning. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he would embrace the opportunity to welcome Colin Kaepernick back.
If he wants to resume his career in the NFL, that obviously is going to take a team to make that decision, but I welcome that.
Goodell was criticized for not mentioning Kaepernick in a video apology to NFL players affirming the league's stance on racial equality. This is ABC Sports. College football's leading rusher, Chuba Hubbard, says he will resume football activities at Oklahoma State after he threatened to sit out the season in response to an online photo of head coach Mike Gundy wearing a T-shirt depicting the logo of a far-right news organization. Hubbard later posted a video with his coach in which Gundy acknowledged his mistake.
We had a great meeting and made aware of some things that players feel like that can make our organization, our culture, even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. And I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me.
As a group of NBA players voiced their concerns over the league's plans to resume the season amid the pandemic and social unrest, Commissioner Adam Silver remained optimistic the sports return will move forward.
My sense is we're going to be able to work through most of those issues over the next few weeks.
The season is tentatively scheduled to resume July 30th. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team will host Clay Center this evening. Home opener with a doubleheader at Feldhausen Field, games at 6 and 8 p.m. Corning is in on Wednesday evening for a doubleheader, and Valley Falls on Friday. Marysville American Legion Post 163 is 3-5 on the season, splitting a doubleheader at Donovan County on Sunday, as Donovan County won the opener 13-6, and Marysville took the late game 9-1.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I know you're not looking to give away your trash, but if you've got some treasures you're looking to sell, trade, or even give away, then listen to KNDY AM 1570 Monday through Friday from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and call Party Line at 562-2361. You may even hear a polka or two. Party Line on KNDY, inspiring Northeast Kansas for decades.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Makers of dicamba filed motions to intervene in a court case following a decision to vacate the registration for three dicamba herbicides. BASF and Corteva announced their motions to intervene late last week. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals vacated the registrations on June 3rd for dicamba herbicides from BASF, Bayer, and Corteva. Bayer intervened in the case a year ago. A dicamba herbicide from Syngenta was not included in the ruling, but BASF's Paul Ray said the decision, made during the middle of a growing season, gives no regard to the significant investment farmers have made in their businesses and leaves them without viable options for the growing season. Corteva was not a party to the lawsuit and says that until June 3rd, the case appeared to involve only the Xtendamax registration from Bayer. Corteva is seeking to intervene to preserve the right and to support the rights of consumers to use the impacted dicamba weed control technology. Overall unit sales of agriculture tractors and combines in May rose in the U.S. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers say smaller machinery sales growth is overpowering declines in the bigger segments and combines. U.S. total farm tractor sales rose 15.1% in May compared to last year, while U.S. May combine sales fell nearly 3%. Heavy-duty tractor sales declined, but total year-to-date sales of all farm tractors now show a positive 4% growth for 2020. Combines remain down 9.5% for the same time period. AEM's Kurt Blade says growth, largely from the sub-100-horsepower tractors, appear to be an unusual side effect of COVID-19-related quarantine. He said large home property owners and hobby farmers are spending more time at home with their equipment than desire an upgrade. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. We at AgView.net are proud to deliver you policy and market-impacting information to help you make the best decision for your operation. We're not the biggest, but we are reliable and relevant. And in 2020, we'll continue to deliver you the information you need in the form you need it. On this radio station, on AgView.net, and on Facebook at AgView, and Twitter at AgView News. The important issues need a reliable and relevant voice. This station at AgView.net.
Hello, Tim Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. There's growing national concern about a second coronavirus wave and another lockdown that will force ag and other sectors to examine if they're better prepared to handle another wave. More hospitalizations in several states. New states are reopening. Unmasked protesters and others in public and outbreaks among some seasonal farm workers are all raising fears of a new wave. Vaccine progress could help, but investors are nervous despite better than expected May jobs numbers. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley said recently that's agriculture still trying to recover from the current wave, as citing meat plants.
When we get these facilities open, there's still capacity issues. When you look at just the life cycle of animals, it's not a switch you can flip overnight and have that change. So it's going to be long-term challenges, and we're going to continue to see capacity issues on the demand side, from restaurants, from institutions, from cafeterias.
All were forced by the virus to change buying, seating, serving, cooking, and other practices, while meat plants have spaced out workers more than given safety equipment to them. Kansas State University's Glenn Tonser pointed out to the recent recovery in the meat plant production.
We're 85 to 90% of the old normal, depending on the species, depending on the day now. That's substantial recovery. That reflects, I think, notable increase in testing. So lots of these labor pools have now been tested. That information is being shared, provision of equipment, and the voluntary decision of the labor to show up and work.
Though some plant workers complain they must work or risk losing their jobs, but there's no denying big changes in the food supply chain are happening, and more could be ahead as the nation grapples with the massive economic damage, including an estimated $60 billion to the agricultural sector. That's your latest check of Ag News, and with it, I'm your farm broadcaster here on the Mid-America Ag Network, Sam Spag.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which we know is agriculture. Should you be afraid of the African giant hornet, the murder hornet? Maybe not so much. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1860. Check out flora.com.
With all of the social media hubbub about the murder hornet, I thought we should go to an expert, Matt Buffington. Dr. Matt Buffington is with the USDA. He's got a long title, but he is an insect specialist and entomologist with the USDA. And he talks about how the Asian giant hornet, which is native to Japan, has been able to survive for millions of years by feasting on other insects.
They are a specialist predator of other social hymenoptera. So the hymenoptera are the ants, bees, and wasps. That's the order of insects those groups belong to. And they make their living by discovering a nest of a another species, decimating the members of that nest, and utilizing the protein resource of that raid to provision their own nest. So that's really what this is all about. They have evolved a very specific way of finding a very large and reliable source of protein to provision their own nest with.
And the concern from an agricultural standpoint in the United States is that that source of protein is the honeybee.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Apis mellifera is the bee we use in agriculture in the United States. It's a native of Europe, so it was brought in early on. And we use it for pollinating a lot of crops. When the honeybee populations of the United States suffer either from a disease, there are mites that get into honeybee nests. There are moths that get into honeybee nests and consume resources. In this case, this large predatory wasp comes and wipes out a nest. It's a problem from a pollination standpoint because we use these bees as a very reliable way to pollinate certain crops. And if those pollination resources are not available, that becomes a real problem for that commodity. There's also a large production of honey done from these bees. So that's talking about fairly large amounts of money here could be impacted by something like Vespa mandarinia.
But we're quite a ways away from that being a problem. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
729 from KNDY. Sunny and 71 this morning. A light southeast wind. Highs around 90 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. As Major League Baseball team owners and players continue to argue over pay in an abbreviated season, League Commissioner Rob Manfred tells ESPN he's not even sure if there'll be a season right now.
It's just a disaster for our game. Absolutely no question about it. It shouldn't be happening, and it's important that we find a way to get past it and get the game back on the field for the benefit of our fans.
Would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
That's Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred's view of the breakdown in talks between teams and the players' union over an abbreviated season. At issue is how to split up the revenues. Manfred told ESPN there could very well be no season at all. League also revealed several players have tested positive for COVID-19. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team will host Clay Center this evening. Home opener with a doubleheader at Feldhausen Field, games at 6 and 8 p.m. Corning is in on Wednesday evening for a doubleheader and Valley Falls on Friday. Marysville American Legion Post 163 is 3 and 5 on the season, splitting a doubleheader at Doniphan County on Sunday, as Doniphan County won the opener 13-6 and Marysville took the late game 9-1.
Tornadoes seem like a uniquely American phenomenon, but they do occur nearly everywhere. It's a look at twisters around the world today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 16th, the 168th day of the year. Comedy legend Stan Laurel was born on this day in 1890, and this night 40 years ago, the film The Blues Brothers premiered in Chicago. The U.S. has more tornadoes than any country in the world, on average about 1,000 per year. It's because our geography is uniquely suited for their development, with land wedged between dry air on one side and warm, moist air on the other. But other countries do experience twisters as well. There are hot spots in Bangladesh, South Africa, and Europe. In Germany, they're known as Windhosen. The Japanese term is Tatsumaki. And a cyclone in Australia will most likely be referred to as Cockeyed Bob. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.